everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the second hour of the Unsolicited Opinion radio show being broadcast via wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. So, listen, if you want to call into the show this morning and speak with my great guest, Dr. Leanna Paugh, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dr. Paul, give out your websites for me, please, because I'm actually on a different system now, and I can't see the computer to be able to recite them. So give it out for everyone, if you would, please, so that they can go to your website and read your well-written, informative stuff that you write. Dr. Paul, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here. I write articles for Canada Free Press. I have currently 16 articles, and I just finished one last night on the recently passed law in Maryland called No Child Left Inside Act. That's related to Agenda 21.
Okay.
And I have a blog, RomanianConservative.blogspot.com. And, of course, I have a book that I published in March, Echoes of Communism, at Amazon in paperback and Kindle, My Experience Growing Up Under Communists for the First 20 Years of My Life.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm so glad that you're able to articulate all of this information for the listeners, Dr. Paul, because the only way people are going to truly understand what is happening, what life will be like, is to hear it out of the horse's mouth.
Absolutely.
You know, they got to hear it from somebody who's lived it to understand the catastrophe that awaits us. And it's, you know, I kind of describe it like the drums, the war drums that you hear on the horizon, the distant war drums. You can hear them now. I can hear them. They're moving faster and faster and faster towards us. It's like something evil this way comes, and that's truly it. These war drums, you can hear the thump of their beating coming closer and closer and closer. It's a very frightening thing. We're living in very frightening times. And honestly, Dr. Ileana, Dr. Paul, I keep wanting to call you Dr. Ileana. I don't think you care, though. Do you really?
I really don't care.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. But, you know, it must be, I would assume it must be much more frightening for someone such as yourself who's already lived through this.
Yes, it is. It's at times I feel like I'm too obsessive about it or too rabid, if you'd like. But as a former teacher, I was a college professor for 30 years. It is still my duty to teach, and I have to do the most I can to inform as many people as possible. So I do speeches, interviews, and book signings, and I write articles, and that's how I can contribute to the awakening of the sleeping Americans.
Yeah.
Speaking of Agenda 21, I did not devote as much time when I was still teaching in 1992, but I was aware of what was going on, and I could see it. I could see and smell communism from far away. As you know, very well know, this conference in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, there were 179 nations that participated, and it was called innocuously. They use a lot of cute-sounding euphemisms. It was called United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. Of course, nobody is going to object to taking care of the environment and developing people and their standard of living. The name Agenda 21 was from because it was their goal or agenda for the 21st century. What it is a global contract that binds governments around the world, including the 179 who participated, to the United Nations plan to basically change the way we live, the way we eat, the way we earn money, the way we learn, and the way we communicate under the aegis of Save the Earth.
On that note, Dr. Paul, we will be coming back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion radio show. Please hang in there. There's a lot more to come.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, please. A podcast of the show will be up there tonight. There are a lot of tabs with lots of great information. Dr. Paw's information under the tab entitled podcasts is actually up there, and I'm going to make sure I have RomanianConservative.blogspot.com up there. I believe I do, but I could be wrong. I could be lying right now. And Dr. Paw has written a book entitled Echoes of Communism. Please, you can go to, where can they go, Dr. Paw? I can't see it right now. Where can they
Amazon.
Go?
They can go to Amazon. It's in paperback and in Kindle version. The paperback, the photos are in black and white, and Kindle, they're in color.
Okay. Well, the mind is the first thing to go. You know, how many times have I said that already this morning and I can't remember it?
That's okay.
It's a terrible thing. But anyway, I'm joined this morning by Dr. Powell, who has been telling us about what life is like under the utopia of communism. And we're talking about Agenda 21 now. So please continue, if you would, Dr. Powell.
Absolutely. We were speaking that this Agenda 21 was started under the pretense of save the earth, which nobody would really object to. We want to live on a clean planet. It is basically a worldwide blueprint for international totalitarian control of the earth and its resources. And the scariest thing is that it includes human resources, that is us, human beings. And their ultimate goal is sustainable development. The key word here is sustainable. And they have regulations in place set up that will severely limit the use of water, electricity, transportation, and basically deny humans access to wilderness areas. In other words, areas that were formerly farms would be given back to nature, and we would not be allowed to trespass on those lands. Now, the United Nations Environment Program, which was issued at this conference in 1992, it's abbreviated UNEP, prepared a global biodiversity assessment. See, all the words seem so nice and sweet and kind and innocuous, of the state of the planet in order to validate the global management system, that is how we're going to manage everybody and put them in little cubicles away from land and farms. Yeah. And they use these doomsday predictions to scare people, such as population reduction. Oh, there are too many of us and we're straining the planet, and if we don't do something about reducing the population, we're all going to die and starve to death. And we're going to pollute ourselves into oblivion. This, to me, sounded like the theory, I don't know if you remember, of Malthusian theory that said that we are replicating at such a fast pace, and this was about a century ago or so, that we're going to disappear and die. Well, obviously, we're still here. He was extremely wrong. Another doomsday prediction they use is the oppressive lifestyle regulations. We're going to have long lists of do's and don'ts, and if you violate them, there will be consequences. Another doomsday prediction would be a coercive, that is, forced return to an earth center religion. In other words, what we believe in, whether we're Catholic or Orthodox or whatever, would become irrelevant. We have to stick to these earth center religion.
Gaia.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Hey. Gaia worship. Gaia being the goddess of Earth. Then another doomsday prediction would be the self-sustaining human settlements, which we mentioned earlier, where people are moved into cities, and we've seen some of these eerily empty cities in China that are not populated by anybody. We've seen it with photography, satellite photography. And what they are, they have businesses on the ground floor and places of employment, and then all the people are supposed to live above. And there are no, there's no areas dedicated to parking, so we're not encouraged to have cars. Obviously, they want to divorce us from cars. This is something that's happening in the state where I live, where we have this a corridor toll road where eventually we're going to have to pay $10 one way just to go to the grocery store. To me, that's a hidden way to discourage people from using their cars, you know, getting them off road.
Sure it is. Hey, Dr. Paul, I've got a caller, so you feel like taking a caller or two?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we've got Lee in Georgia. Hi, Lee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ms. Roden, and good morning to you too, Dr. Paul.
Good morning, Lee.
You know, when I hear stories like yours, madam, it breaks my heart to think that there are people who have had to suffer like this. And now we see, you know, things building here in the United States where it looks like we're about to go through the very same thing that you went through. As a child growing up, and I'm thinking about here where I live, on the piece of land I live, we have a fifth generation now growing up on this land. And we are, I mean, we're hunkering down, getting ready to prepare, you know, for what's coming. We don't know what's coming, but, you know, as you were talking, I couldn't help but think of a quote as you were talking about how wonderful everything, they told you everything was going to be under this communist, you know, lifestyle. And I couldn't help but think of a quote by one Carolyn Yeager when she said, people who are not useful members of society should be rounded up and put in concentration camps. And I can't, and as you're talking about Agenda 21, I can't help but wonder just how much a philosophy like this is going to play into the full implementation of Agenda 21.
I really can't address that part because none of the information that I've come across addresses that. It's all kind of in the realm of speculation, kind of tinfoil hat story, so to speak. When we were under communism, we did not have concentration camps. As I said, we were moved into these gray concrete 9-story high apartments that were probably smaller than my master bedroom now and the bathroom put together.
Wow.
But we did have gulags or prison work camps, and you got there just by simply having an extra house or having too much land, like one of my uncles, my grandmother's brother. He had two homes and a business, a small country store, and for that he had to serve 7 years in prison, and the prison was work. They were working in a quarry. I had a good friend who was a doctor. He had a hotel and two homes and some land, and he was given 17 years in a lead mine. And I don't know how this man survived 17 years in a lead mine. But he came out, and he moved to the United States. He lived about an hour away from me for a while and passed away of old age, but not before he went on lecture circuit, and I brought him to a couple of my classes, and it was wonderful to share his stories with the students. But that was our quote-unquote concentration camp. You went to this re-education prison because you were bourgeois and you did not share your wealth with everybody else. You were supposed to spread your wealth way in advance, even before they came to power. But this man earned everything through hard work.
Yeah, well. Hey, Lee, we've got another caller. Thanks for listening, Lee. And you know what? I may be heading down your way. I'm telling you, I got to find some place to go. Where I am is not the place to be, believe me. So I'm outside of Philadelphia here. I need to find another place to run to. While the getting is goodly, you know what I mean there, kiddo?
Well, I tell you, and it's very beautiful where we're here at. Small town, no police, no sheriff, no need for it. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful little place to live, and it's quiet.
Well, I like quiet, believe me, I do. Thanks for calling in, Lee. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We've got about, I don't know, 2 more minutes before we go to break. Let's take Jerry in Indiana real quick. Hey, Jerry, how you doing? You with us, Jerry?
This is Jerry from Arkansas.
Oh, well, I'll talk to you. It says Indiana on the screen, but I'll talk to you, Jerry, in Arkansas. How are you?
Fair to medium. I appreciate your show that you're doing about the modern-day types of problems that communism has placed onto people. What I'd like to offer is that the term communism, socialism, democracy are modern-day terms, and that if people will look up the term Dharmaism, D-H-A-M-A-R-M-A, look up Dharma, and trace it back to King Ashoka of India in 232 B.C., and look up the edicts of King Ashoka, and compare his edicts that were put on 10,000 monuments across the, you know, what we might call India today.
Okay.
And read those edicts and the enforcement there and compare that to what people are describing as communism, socialism, democracy, so forth. They would maybe have a...
Jerry, hang on. That cue music is the music that leads us into breaks. So listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there, and we'll continue with Jerry on the way back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Dr. Leanna Paugh, and her website is RomanianConservative.blogspot.com, RomanianConservative.blogspot.com. She has also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, and you can find that on Amazon as well as it's available via Kindle. And when we went to break, I have Jerry on with me. No, I don't. Is it Jerry? Yeah, Jerry in Arkansas. I have Jerry on with me. Jerry, did you want to finish your comment about King Asoka? Asoka? How do you pronounce that? King what?
Asoka. A-S-O-K-A.
Okay.
And he dates back to 232 B.C.
Okay.
And I would suggest if you and like your guest wanted to do a little research, you could go to a book by Richard Kelly Hoskins, and the book is called In the Beginning, Story of the International Trade Cartel. And you would be able to read the various edicts, and you would see the methodology that's been used for over 2,200 years against good people. And you would then have a further understanding of how deep-rooted this is, all your isms, being Muslimism and Hinduism and Christianism and so forth like that. They're all explained and they're all taught, wrapped into Dharmaism. And it's a very interesting study to go back to the very beginning of the problem. So I would just offer that maybe you guys might look into that, and it would greatly influence maybe some of your current thinking.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Doctor, have you ever heard of Dharmaism?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, it's being used. It has been used even by Hollywood recently. I don't know if you remember the famous series Lost, the Dharma Initiative, and communism actually has been used in some form throughout human civilization, including in our own U.S. Jamestown was an experiment in communism, and it did not succeed. It was a abysmal failure when they first landed in Jamestown. They worked the land together, and some families worked harder than others, and they were collectively in danger of starving to death. So the following year, they divided the plots into various families, and those who wanted to eat worked hard and ate. Those who didn't, well, they didn't fare so well. So that was our first failed experiment with communism during Jamestown. But I wanted to add to the Agenda 21 that the key word is sustainable development. And the United Nations has a commission on sustainable development, which is a network of 53 governments and over 700 NGOs. An NGO is a non-governmental organization. And all of these are tasked to implement Agenda 21, which they've been doing since 1992. So they have 18, 19 years ahead of us. One of these NGOs is ECLEI, is spelled I-C-L-E-I, which stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And this particular NGO has 1,168 chapters in our cities and counties in the United States. And what they do, they influence local officials to revise zoning laws to fit into a what they call a smart code zoning template or smart growth. I was reading an article recently in the Washington Post by an architect who was advocating smart growth, and immediately my radar went off, and it was just basically Agenda 21 all over the article. When they pass these smart code zoning template laws in your community, there comes a massive change of property rights that will take place as a result of this. And, of course, EPA comes in with various regulations, and they're so heavily involved that people can no longer do anything with their land, whether it's construction or agriculture. And when I was reading what some of these 700 NGOs were, the three most powerful NGOs are the Worldwide Fund for Nature, which also sounds really fuzzy and warm, the World Resources Institute, and the International Union for Conservation and Nature. And as I was researching for my article last night with the education law in Maryland, No Child Left Inside, which basically is forcing children K through 12 to get environmental education under the guise that it will help with obesity and depression and attentional deficit disorder. I looked at some of the sponsors for this law that just passed in Maryland on June 21st, and two of these three very powerful NGOs were the sponsors.
Yeah. On that note, hold on, Dr. Paul. We're going to break. Listen, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a podcast of the show up on my website, as well as links to my guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson-Paw's websites, which are romanianconservative.blogspot.com. She also writes for Canada Free Press. She has a book that she's written entitled Echoes of Communism. It's available on Amazon and on Kindle. I suggest you take it or get it and read it. Obviously, she's a very smart lady, and she knows all about what's happening here. And they aren't echoes of communism. They are echoes of communism, but those echoes are reverberating into the 21st century, and they're into the United States as well. Call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dr. Paul, you know, you're talking about this bill that's been passed entitled No Child Left Inside, and it makes me think about in New York State a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, they had decided that, well, kids couldn't play, like, dodgeball because somebody might get hurt, and, you know, they couldn't I'm trying to think of some of the, I don't believe they're no longer allowed to play tag because, you know, somebody would be, their feelings might be hurt if they're it, you know, just absolutely outrageous nonsense. So, you know, this whole no child left inside thing, getting them out, exercising and running around, flies in the face of what these morons are doing on the other hand by denying them the right to wander around and run and jump and get up on jungle gyms and all those different things. All the stuff I know you couldn't as a child, you weren't in this country, but as a child I could do, It's just nonsense. Everything they do is absurd.
It is absurd. Getting back to what I said before the break with Agenda 21, these people think that our American suburbia is outdated and our family nucleus is also outdated. And they're wrong because they were based on four assumptions, which are the unlimited supply of land. Well, last time I checked, we still have a lot of land. Some areas only have 70 or less inhabitants per square mile. They also think that we don't have an inexhaustible supply of oil, and we should not have a homogeneous land use. We should return it back to nature. And they also think that the American dream to own and inhabit a mortgage house is wrong. And as I do have a quote from one of these non-governmental agencies that are manipulating our local officials. They say, much of America's land cannot and should not be developed, end of quote. Who are they to tell us that?
Yes,
they also say that dependency on oil and limitless use of cars pose daunting environmental, economic, and geopolitical problems, end of quote. Now, who's going to decide the limit to our car use? Is it going to be done by law? Is it going to be done by more regulation, by executive order? And it's basically a handful of an environmentalist, the EPA, and the United Nations third world dictators using faulty debunked data from the University of East Anglia or even phony research. They're trying to separate Americans from their land use, from their cars, from their trucks, and the open wide roads, and I don't think it's going to work. They really want to fundamentally transform America. On June 9th, there was an executive order issued. I think it was like 86, the president's 86, I think number 13575, which is called the White House Rural Council. Basically, it establishes control over 16% of our country, which is the rural population. And the first thing that jumped to me when I saw it was sustainable rural communities. This word sustainable keeps popping up. So they basically want control over food, fiber, and energy in the rural area. They know that once you control food, you control the population in general. And I said earlier in the first hour that I was always amazed that less than 3% of the population in the U.S., the farmers, feed the rest of almost 97% of Americans. So they must be doing something right. Why step in and control this? And my other question is, when did outdoor recreation become a conservation-related activity? Because that's what executive order says, and there are 25 different governmental agencies in charge of implementing this rural council. People already live very well in rural America. They have the highest standard of living. We have laws in local areas at the state level. Why do we need the federal government to infringe further on what we do? And words jumped at me like designated areas, desirable areas, environmental standards. Who is going to decide all of this? To my knowledge, we haven't been consulted.
No, we haven't been consulted at all. They don't have any intention of consulting the people who live on the land. They have intentions of dictating to the population in this country what life will be like and how you're going to live. We've got another caller, Dr. Paul. Let's take another caller. We have Lark in Texas. Hey, Lark, how are you this morning?
Well, hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Good afternoon, and to you as well, Dr. Paul.
Hello.
You know, I'm gratified to hear that you write for Canada Free Press. I'm quite the fan of that publication.
Okay.
I might recommend a search for the term communitarian and communitarian law and or communitarianism at that website sometime so that you can see what perhaps some of your fellow contributing writers have to say regarding the subject of communism.
Okay.
And I think you're performing a valuable service for all of us. But I wanted to make these remarks and ask your comment. Arnold Toynbee made the quotation or the remark, "We always deny with our mouths what we can do with our hands." And Vladimir Lenin said, to paraphrase, "When it comes time for the communists to hang all capitalists, the capitalists will bid against each other for the contracts to sell the rope." The reason I bring these quotations to mind is because what I have discovered in America is that perhaps the most brainwashed, useful idiots of all to advance this Agenda 21 are what we call conservative, patriotic, flag-waving capitalists. And the reason I say that is because what we're really talking about is world socialism. This is the convergence that we're describing. So for me, it's confusing for many Americans to realize that the when we talk about socialism, that the other face of communism is in fact fascism or corporatism.
Correct.
So what we find is that we know that with communism we had trade unions, but what is not ever discussed is that we also had trade associations, and these often included professional people, educated people, and by that I'm referring to public school teachers, college professors, I'm talking about bankers, I'm talking about lawyers, and medical physicians, and U.S. military personnel, law enforcement personnel, and the like. These people are all collectively organized in trade associations. And so what I find disconcerting is that people do not realize that when they are organized in some kind of a trade association, for example, a lawyer has to become a member of the bar, et cetera, that what we really have is the evil of socialism, as at least Americans understand it. But I think that today Americans think that socialism is rather a soft term. It's not harsh like communism and or fascism. But my observation is that it is one and the same. Because when you're a member of a collectivist body, you have lost some part of your free will. You've lost some part of your liberty. Why? Because you must get into groupthink, and you must do what you're told. And so the evils that are being visited upon the American people are often due to the very fact that simply people cannot speak out for fear of lack of status, privilege, earnings, or membership in these various trade unions or trade associations, which in fact have enslaved all of us and permitted us to do evil because we look the other way thinking that we can't fight City Hall or that, it's just a corporation. And after all, I'm just an employee of that corporation, so I'm not responsible.
Lark, on that note, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you go, Lark, and I'm going to allow Dr. Paugh to comment on that. Thanks for calling in, Lark. I appreciate it. Dr. Paugh, you got any comments on what Lark was saying?
Well, he was going in several directions, but he was correct in terms of associations being a soft form of socialism, but I disagree that socialism and communism are not one and the same. The socialist is the incipient form of communism, where, or as they say it, is socialism is the imperfect implementation of communism. And the reason people are not speaking out is because they are part of these trade associations. In my case, it was the National Education Association. And yes, if you spoke out, you never got tenure or you never were asked to go to conferences or given money to travel and whatnot. So there are privileges that people enjoy from these trade associations that they're not willing to give up. But once you make the final leap to communism, all these trade associations cease to exist. They're no longer the useful idiots. They're actually competitors to the few oligarchs in power, and they're usually disposed of in various forms. I will not go into details. And as far as corporations, he made comments that they support whatever regime is in power. That's because they will always be in power, no matter what the governmental or socioeconomic system is, whether it's capitalist or communist. To give you an example, the communists were in power, and they had privilege, they had money. Whatever they confiscated from the population, whether it was gold coins, paintings, objects of art, valuables, they basically put it in their homes or in Swiss banks. Well, when communism ended in 1989, the Iron Curtain ended with tear down that wall, the Wall of Shame in Berlin, they started their move towards capitalism. But guess who the most powerful and wealthiest individuals were in Romania then? The very same people who were the upper echelon or the elites in the Communist Party. So no matter what society you have or what type of government, the ones who are in power and reap benefits of that power will still be in power.
Yeah, nothing changes, just the day of the week, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, pigs at a trough, Dr. Paul, that's for sure, and they're going to continue to make sure that there's gruel in the trough for them. There's no doubt about it. Of course, it won't be gruel. It'll be gruel for the rest of us, but they won't be eating any gruel, that's for sure.
Exactly. And speaking of gold, a lot of people think that gold is a safe investment, but perhaps gold jewelry, but gold bullion, gold coins, were all confiscated. If you remember, during FDR, all gold was confiscated for the U.S. population until, I believe, 1971. It was illegal to hold coins, gold coins. You could hold gold jewelry. And, of course, in 1971, Nixon ended the backing of the dollar by gold, and there has been talk that perhaps it might be wise to return to the gold standard, because right now the dollar is only worth 19 cents when compared to what it was worth in 1971 when President Nixon ended the backing of the dollar by gold. My family had gold, and it was all confiscated. And one cute story, it wasn't so cute for my grandfather. He thought he was clever. He dismantled his little truck and buried it in his backyard to save it from confiscation. And somebody told on him, of course, and it was dug out, and he lost it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, with Big Brother having the ability to watch everything we're doing and zoom in via satellite to see how many blades of grass are in 1 square inch in your backyard, I don't know how easy it's going to be to bury holes and think you're going to hoard, like squirrels hoard your gold. I don't know. You know, maybe it'll work. You know, maybe it'll work for some people, but I don't know. The technology today is kind of a double-edged sword as I see it. Dr. Pod, you know, it works to our advantage to get information out there to more people rapidly, but it also works to their advantage to be able to spy on all of us and know who's doing what just as readily and easily as well. So I don't know, yeah. But that, you know, we have to work and fight within the confines of the time we live in, I guess. So
absolutely. But the gentleman made some very good, valid points. in wow. various directions.
I, you know, we've got a couple more minutes, Dr. Paul, well, a minute or so before we go to the next break. You know, it's so interesting to me how many people have no idea, don't remember anything, have no understanding whatsoever, like I mentioned that sausage hanging in the window, of communism. I remember as a kid, and even today, you see all these different stories on the History Channel and that stuff of all these different things that went on in history. Why people can't relate those events to things happening today, why they think that we're immune because we're in the United States, I just don't understand that. I truly don't. But anyway, we love to be naive, I guess that's probably what it boils down to. Ignorance is bliss. We'll be right back, everybody, in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a podcast of the show up on my website, as well as links to my guest, who is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Paul, her website, which is romanianconservative.blogspot.com. She's also written a book, Echoes of Communism, available on Amazon and Kindle. She also writes for Canada Free Press, so for those of you who like to go there, you'll find her articles up on there as well. Dr. Paul, we only have a couple more minutes before we end the show. Well, we've got about four or five, I guess, or so before we end the show. Are there some other things you'd like to add, comment on? Anything you'd like to say, you're welcome to say.
Yes, I'd like to add just a little more on the Agenda 21. It is we have a lot of work ahead of us because these people are very stealthy and they have 19 years ahead of us. They, through this conference that I mentioned in 1992, they produced a convention, which is a legally drawn policy statement on specific issues. In this case, is a protection of the environment of Mother Earth. And once this convention was adopted by the delegates, it was sent to our national government for official ratification, which was ratified by Bush. And once that was done, then the policy becomes international law, and it did. And all these NGOs or non-governmental organizations come into place because they start pressuring Congress to write national laws in order to comply with this treaty. And one of the tricks they use to assure compliance is to write into the laws the concept of third-party lawsuits. And these NGOs regularly sue the government and private citizens to force policy. And their legal fees and damages awards are paid to them out of the government treasury. And hundreds of NGOs are at work in Congress right now in every state government and in every local community advancing some component of this global environmental agenda. And we do know that the U.S. Constitution 10th Amendment bars the federal government from writing laws that dictate local policy. Well, to bypass this, the NGOs encourage Congress to include special grants to help states and communities to fund the new policy should they want to, quote-unquote, voluntarily comply, and who is going to turn away grant money. So they are very, very dangerous in that respect. We have to be on the lookout for that. And another thing, I hope people who are voting or consider voting or have friends who are on the fence about communist being cool and wearing Che Guevara T-shirts, they should definitely read Echoes of Communism. It was a one-year labor of love for me. I did not do it for the money. I'm certainly not making any money with it. I did it for educational purposes. I
Dr.
want
Paul,
people to know firsthand what it
was
like.
We've got less than a minute now. I want to have you back on because I want to talk about the implementation of UN Agenda 21. Thanks so much for coming on my show. Listen, everybody, this is
Thank
the Unsolicited
you.
Opinion. Dr. Pa will be back again, guaranteed. Listen, chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like Dr. Pa out there who are fighting for you and I. The sun
Thank
will
you.
Come up tomorrow. Take care, everybody. I'll be back in the morning.
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The next round.